Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And the date today is, where'd my mouse go, looking on my computer, it's naturally Wednesday, it's the 11th. And the 14th is Saturday, is the start of our intensive healing sessions. So Saturday will be a four-hour conference call, then the next day, which is Sunday, will be an eight-hour, then we do our alien energies on the 15th, 22nd, 29th, with the quarantine room on the light ship, getting rid of the bad Scoobies, and it's just quite a wonderful experience. So if you want to feel better, looking for a better way of living, better health, these calls are basically necessary. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am. I'm here, and welcome, everyone. Great to be with you tonight. And we are going to have a very fun night tonight. We have a special guest coming on in just a few minutes. And this is Chris, one of our listeners and someone who comes on quite a few of the conference calls. And we just love having Chris on. Very honored and happy to have him here tonight. So we'll bring him on in just a few minutes. So for those of you that may be new to this, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Hour. And throughout the hour, Ron will actually do some healing samples, and we'll talk about ascension, we'll talk about the light ship and what it's doing, and answer questions that people have about the ascension process and about what's happening right now on the earth. And there are two ways you can communicate. You can talk on the fast chat and enter any kind of question that you might have. Just click on the BBS fast chat link, and that's a good way. And I don't know if we'll be able to open the line to callers tonight with Chris on, but if we do, we'll let you know. And so in the meantime, just please type your questions in on the fast chat. And I'll say one more thing before turning it over back over to Ron, and that is you would probably really enjoy to have the light beings in front of you on your monitor screen. And to do that, just go to the Creation Lightship page. And scroll down just a bit, and you're going to see a beautiful picture of a light being there who's actually from the Creation Lightship. And throughout the hour, Ron will often bring in the divine energies from the Creation Lightship using the picture. And you can actually feel and see and sense as that consciousness comes in and blesses you and the room where you are. And it's a very wonderful experience to have that divine connection through your heart center to the divinity that's coming forward through that picture. And it's also really fun to watch because you can often see the changes in color. You can see the three-dimensional effect come forward. And sometimes other, people see different things depending on what they're able to see. But even if you don't see anything, you can just still connect with that beautiful energy in your heart center. So I'm going to turn it back over to Ron, and then when Ron's ready, bring Chris on. So back to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's get everybody into their heart, and we'll see how well everybody's doing here. So here we go, dropping down, go from 10 to 1. We'll just see how this works for you, and see if you need me to do the emotional clearing and stuff here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that gets rid of some of the energy around everybody. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8. Boy, that's a little rough for people. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's see how you're feeling, everybody, without doing the other clearings. So we'll see what happens on the fast chat here. to see how balanced everybody is. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe we can bring Chris up here and have him communicate, talk to us. He always has interesting questions. So back to you, Sylvia.
Sounds good. So I'll just say hi to those of you that are on the fast chat as well. I see Mimi, Kimberly, Marie R., Heal, Marianne, Karen, and Randy. And if there's anyone else that I'm not seeing their name right now, hello as well. And some of you who have been around a while will recognize Chris. He's been on as a sponsor a couple of times. And by the way, if you'd like to sponsor one of the shows, we would love to have you on. It's very easy to do, and it helps Ron, who does all of these shows out of his own generosity and provides the free healings on the show and also the free healings on his website, and puts that bill all the time. So when sponsors come on, it's a really wonderful thing. And also very wonderful for the person sponsoring, as they get to experience the divine energies from the creation lightship in a really wonderful way. And Chris, like Ron says, has wonderful insights and experiences, so we're happy to have him on. So hello, Chris. Come on forward.
Hi. Yes, I'm here. You always give me the best intro. Thank you so much. I mean, wow.
I'm just saying it like it is. We just adore having you on, and you're just a very bright bright light, and your observations about your healings and the things that you experience are just really helpful when you share them with people.
Well, thank you. I actually got something going on right now, Ron. I noticed that the more, especially these days, as I listen to the show or I hear you live, I just feel this really weird, like, anxious tension inside of my body. Now, I know it's not me, so can we do, like, a darkness to light? Or I don't really know what's going on, but
I call those shadow bodies.
Yeah, it's something squirming around that's like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? You know what I mean?
Okay, so that's wiggling, huh? On the line. Here we go. Shadow body. Let's see if we get one of those out of you here. Here we go. Let's see what we can do here. So I'll count to 10 to release it. So 1. For everybody else online. Wow. 2. Man, someone doesn't want to leave here. It's hanging in there. 3, 4, 5. Oh, man. 6, 7, 8. Oh, yawning. 9 and 10. Let's do the darkness to light clearing. So here we go. Bring that energy in. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, everybody, if you haven't done that. Here we go. So bring the energy in to release these alien life forms. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, boy. Yeah. Man, again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see what that does here.
Okay.
Well, you know, for those people that are just coming in, maybe for the first time, let's talk a little bit about what the shadow body is, and also what happens in that kind of clearing, and what happens with what the darkness to light clearing is all about, so people can kind of get a better understanding of what was just happening.
Yeah, I found it very interesting. Since I didn't start the show off with an emotional clearing and mental clearing and stuff, did the mind to heart drop. Very interesting here. So that's telling me that you people out there listening are not doing these things. I don't know. Shame, shame. anyway, here we go. The shadow body. Okay. So the shadow body is an alien program. And this program becomes activated by something somewhere, and the shadow body actually takes the place of you physically and can come into you. So you can be abducted, being taken out of your physical reality. We'll just say you're with friends, right? And you're having a conversation with them, and you're maybe sitting, you know, having lunch or something. They can take you out instantly away and bring in this shadow body. Now, the shadow body has a spirit in it that was fabricated by the darkness. Doesn't have a light spirit from the creation light ship, source energy, but it does have a spirit, has a mental energy, an emotional energy, and a physical body that looks like you. So remember, since we're in a time-based reality, they can take you away, and they can take you away for hours. And they can get the same clothes, we'll say, maybe clone, copy the same clone. Remember, they can just reproduce your hologram of who you are, okay? So they can take all the energy that looks like you, is you, you know, and then they can bring you or take the clone of you and bring it to that table where you're having lunch with somebody, and you're off somewhere else. And that's what the shadow bodies are. Now, they're programmed to respond a certain way. And sometimes their program is not up to date enough, and so they may not understand what's going on. You probably have all felt days where maybe if you look back upon your history of the day, it just didn't feel right for a few hours or maybe a few minutes. Maybe you forgot stuff that you always, you know, would know. It'd be kind of like on your computer, since we all have computers, and saying, gee, what is this thing in front of me, you know? And then all of a sudden they have to load the program in to show you, which is the body there, and you have memory of this here too, that they bring the memory to you to show you how to operate your computer. And then you go, oh, yeah, I know what a power button is now, yeah. And then all of a sudden you got the whole program downloaded instantly, and, you know, you just think that you just kind of got spacey or something. Well, that's kind of how it works. So the shadow bodies come into you. They're there. A lot of them could be dormant, but normally it takes you out of the picture, and from there something else is running your life, or it could run your life through you and come forward off and on. Now, that's a shadow body. Now, the shapeshifter, so this is my definition of it, okay, of what they are, okay? Now, a shapeshifter is another alien life form, and this, okay, so the shadow body is not necessarily a body that is going to have any type of light in it. It's not going to have anything with it. It's going to be just itself. Okay, now, a shapeshifter is an alien life form that's living. Well, the shadow body is a program. Okay, so two different things. You have a program and you have a living life form. What was I saying here? I got shadow body.
And then the shapeshifter. The shapeshifter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shapeshifter. I think they're playing with my head too here. The shapeshifter is a body that lives with you. It's an alien life form, and it will look out of your eyes now and then. And when it does that, sometimes its physical appearance will come forth, and you will see somebody looking kind of weird, not looking human, maybe looking like a reptilian, or the person might have, because it's looking out of your eyes, may have different eyes. And, you know, normally once it's detected, it'll pull back real quick because it doesn't want to be spotted with you. So it's like a hitchhiker, and it's listening to your conversations, looking out of your eyes off and on. So everybody has seen these, and normally when you see it, your reality is not that, gee, what's this weird-looking thing looking at me? You just think that you saw something, and you get spaced out for a second, because they can do that to you too, numb your mind, and you don't really realize that you saw something. Or if you did see it, you look again to get to focus in on it, and it's gone. So you probably have seen people with tails walking around. And it's kind of like, you know, the shapeshifters, you know, those movies about, you know, the people that are vampires and stuff. They turn into a different life form. Well, that's a shapeshifter. That's inside of their body. So we know all about those. And then the other type is the robotic energy. So we didn't talk about that yet. So the robotic energy is a program that works with your physical body. Remember, it's attached to your body, and it makes your body do different movements, and it has its own program. So some people are programmed by a robotic energy. And that robotic energy is self-correcting because there's a program with it. So if it somehow falls down a couple of times on the sidewalk, it will know that it shouldn't do what it did previously because it'll analyze that, and it will not be able to, you know, it will not do it over again. But what it cannot do is solve problems, okay? And so a robotic body is not going to be able to maybe do problem thinking or anything like that because it has to be in its program, and it doesn't find anything new. It just knows what it's done in the past. And so it's a program that is used, and the robotic energy keeps understanding more and more about living here, and that's how it gets its information. But anything new to it has no clue. So if a robotic body that's controlling your physical body has never seen water before, it will not even know what's happening when it sees water or about going swimming or walking in it. It may watch other people do it, and then it will have its own learning experience by following people to walk into the water, and then at that point it knows what water is. And then it will adjust its program to find out about water by watching other people, and eventually it may know how to swim. But that's the way it works. So hopefully that's helped you out a little bit there. So these are all things that control us. Remember, the dark side controls us. There's many other things, too. This is why we get rid of these things, you know, on the 8-hour calls coming up for this 3 consecutive Sundays coming up during this month here. So I guess probably back to you, Chris, if you want to add anything on these here.
Let's see. For the shadow box, I was curious. Is there any distinction? Because like some of the other energies that are here, you know, they've got like the doll eyes, or you know, they might seem a little cold or something like that. I'm curious if there's any distinction between what we look like and when a shadow body is in your friend or something like that.
The person probably will not have the same emotions that the physical body has. Okay. And so, you know, the body could bleed and everything else. It could have pain, you know, but it's basically from a different consciousness. And so, you know, it won't have the same life force energy. It'll feel different to people, okay? And you can watch some of the TV programs of people that are in the news a lot. And those people, you might see them change even. You might look at somebody and say, yeah, this person doesn't look like the same person that was on TV last week or something.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I've definitely seen that before.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of what happens, and you wonder, gee, I saw this person maybe a couple of years ago on TV, and they had a lot of compassion for what they were doing and stuff. And now they don't seem to have any compassion. Well, that's probably because that person is not there. You know, and you think it's a personality change. You think maybe the person got hardened by what they're doing. But that's basically it, you know. So that's what happens to a lot of people. And once you understand that and understand what's happening, you really can get a grasp of how bad off it is here. But if you don't get a clue and you don't even understand, then, you know, you're just running around probably with a robotic energy. And remember, the robotic energies, if it's controlling you, may only have maybe 5 basic themes or something like that. May only have 2, okay? And so if you see people that do seem robotic, use the same phrases all the time, you know, you can get a clue very quickly, you know, like, who are they? You know, what are they? And what am I talking to, or who am I being with? And, you know, if you're out on a date with somebody like that, you know, watch out. You know, are they trying to hook you up? Are they, you know, viewing you? Or Are they spying on you? You know, you got to be very careful. You know, who are these people? What are they in your life for? So you have to kind of look at that, too. This is for the advanced people who understand it. Most people on the planet don't get it. They're just, you know, walking around like zombies. So the more you understand, the more you get a clue of what's happening and you start seeing these people. And the TV is a good place to watch, you know, especially when they have big events and things and news things and, you know, things that happen a lot. You know, you can actually spot these people, the people that just seem to be running on a program. And then is that a shadow body because it has a program, or is it a shapeshifter that you're looking at, or is it a clone? And the clones have programs too. And so, and they're not real. So you want to check out people's energy. Look at their eyes really close, okay? And see, you know, mark down on a piece of paper maybe if you want to have fun, you know, who's what, you know? I'm sure if you saw 100 people, you're going to start seeing these things show up. And when they don't respond like a normal human, you know, then you know that there's something else. And you want that person to cook your food for you? Just an example there. You know, do you want that person to serve you a drink? You know, what if they took that drink and they saw you coming full of light and they stopped time and you wanted to get a lemonade, we'll say, and they stopped time on you and stopped time on them, took your drink away. You know, you're watching them make the drink out of the machine or something. They took it away for a couple of hours, did some energetic work to it, and then, you know, they gave it to you, you bought it. You didn't realize it because you're in time, because they can freeze time, and you're frozen. You don't realize that the time has stopped. They stop all the clocks, everything else. Everybody just freezes, and then they do their stuff, and they start time up again, and you don't realize that you're not here. So very interesting. So this is how you want to kind of live your life, is to have understanding. Otherwise, you know, ignorance can take over and you don't know who you are, what you are, or who you're seeing. So it's very beneficial to get a clue. And once you get a clue, then you can kind of backpedal and realize that life here is not the way, you know, it's supposed to be. In the old days, you know, we had like the Life of Riley, you know, on TV. You might remember that. And you had, I guess, Father Knows Best. Dennis the Menace, you know, you had these programs, you know, you watch the TV and turn on, I guess, the Three Musketeers and stuff in Disneyland and, you know, different shows like that. And it was a lot different when I grew up than it is now. And everything was kind of geared to homebodies, you know. And now it's completely different. But you will notice a change. And even looking at the old black and white movies, you're going to see a change in it, too. You can still see the mind control happening, but you're not going to see it like it's the way it is now, because now it's so much more. But with open eyes, you can actually see it in the old movies, too, what they're trying to do to you. So anyway, back to you, either Sylvia or Chris, whoever wants to speak up there.
It's all you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let me just slide in a question here from the fast chat. We had someone asking earlier whether if a person has entities that are, you know, coming into them, can that interfere with your ability to sleep?
It is possible. So I'll just talk about earth-based entities, which are emotional bodies. So, yeah. You could be drawing to yourself. Let's just say that you have a hard time sleeping in a couple of nights. So what energies? Now, I'm going to talk about alien stuff. This is Earth-based stuff. So we have aliens on one hand, and we have, on the other hand, you know, we have the emotional body. So the emotional body, the people will come into you because your spirit's not protecting your body. And you could have a problem not sleeping. And all of a sudden, all the entities that don't want to go to sleep, that had a problem themselves in the last body that they were in, or that enjoyed maybe staying up, you know, in the evening when it's dark outside, once you're awake, they'll come into you. And so, yeah, you could be drawing entities to you, not even knowing it, who want to stay up late at night. So if you have that problem where you can't sleep, that could definitely entities in you, earth-based entities, emotional bodies that don't want to sleep. And then they have their addictions. So maybe, just for instance, you know, you're up in the daytime, and it gets to be maybe close to midnight, and all of a sudden, you want to watch TV, okay? And naturally, these entities want to maybe have popcorn or donuts or some kind of food, you know, pretzels or whatever. And so all of a sudden, you find yourself buying bags and bags of these things. And you wonder why you're getting fat, and you wonder why you don't feel so good. And these things just love eating these things, or potato chips or whatever. And they want to stay up till 2 in the morning watching the TV set, because that's what their addiction is. And so you're taking on their stuff, their addictions. So, yes, I hope I answered that question. So that's the earth-based ones. So, yeah, it's very possible that you could be possessed, using that word, I guess, by entities, and the entities are keeping you from sleeping. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, thank you. So let's see, Chris, do you have another question or topic you wanted to get into tonight?
Well, let's see here. I see something here on the left, a new clearing. When I say the left, I mean on the website under alien attack removals. Where is it? I just had it. Hold on just 1 second here. Where are you? Here it is. The energetic web coat removal. Ron, can you talk about that, please?
Okay. Boy, it's a nice clearing. Have you done that one yet, Chris? Have you tried it out?
I have tried it out. I have. I tried it today, as soon as I saw it, actually.
Yeah, it just came up today. But as far as is this energy is kind of like a spider web that's around you. It doesn't connect to your body. Remember that the sludge body coats you full of stuff. It's like this goop being poured on top of you, like a resin. Now, the web energy is around you. And it may be, we'll just say to keep it real simple, we'll say it's an inch away from your skin. It could be close, but we'll just say it's an inch away. Now, there's different layers of this here, different alien living life forms that create different layers. And so we have about 20 layers on the website that you can clear. When you see that, you're probably going to want to throw up, basically, because all of a sudden you know there's more to do. And that's only because life is not easy here. But I think probably 10 layers would probably be enough for most people, maybe a dozen. But, you know, I put 20 on there. Now, what happens is, as you start clearing these off of you, you're going to feel yourself not being quite as suffocated, because these things take away some of your life force energy, and it prevents your body from living, because it kind of like blocks it. So it looks like, when I look at it, it looks like a web, but it's actually more condensed. So if you know what steel wool looks like, like a, you know, metal scouring pad or something, and it goes, you know, this stuff goes everywhere mixed together, like a Brillo pad or something, you know. Just know that this is what it looks like around you. And each layer might be a different color, because it would be a different alien race attaching to your energetic system around you. So the first race came in and didn't want to connect to your body, but it wanted to take the energy away from you and or prevent you from having the energy coming from outside of the yourself, we'll say, in a sense, the energy that's around you. We'll just say it's air energy, okay? So it wanted to suffocate you. So it came on and stuck on you, not connecting to you, but around you. Next alien race said, oh, this is like a good thing to do. Well, we'll do the same thing. We'll copy that. So they probably paid the first race, you know, $50 to get that spiritual hologram blueprint. And so they got money the first race, and the second one did the same thing. And now they're getting benefit from it, too. And then the third race came, and naturally they wanted to get paid or give money away to get this thing too, because they'll get paid by the next one, you know. And this is kind of what, the way it works. And remember, they all change, exchange technologies, and there's always a payoff because it's as above, so below. So I doubt if anybody gives it away for nothing. But anyway, this is the way it works. So we have a lot of those on there. So if you start taking them off, these layers come off of you. And it's sort of like having this old, stinky, musty coat on you, okay? And it's all wet. And you want to get that off of you. So this is what it's for. And then also on there, we have the colored oxygen energies coming back to you. And you can select those. You can do, there's probably about 10 of them listed here. And you can do those energies if you wish. And then from there, you can actually combine them if you want to have some fun and do two different colors. And you can do up to three, I believe. But you first have to experiment or experience, the same thing we'll say, each one separately. So you know what they feel like. You may want to jot it down. Like, but the blue might be a lot different than the orange. Then we have violet and gold and silver. You know, there's many colors there. And then you can mix them together. There's also spirit infusion in there. And if you come on the conference calls that we're having this month, you have a 1 month free for this clearing. And so you can do this for the whole month for free. And then if you wish to do the unlimited, it's $50 after the month. So it's a wonderful clearing to get into, to experience. And this is just part of the alien attack removal stuff, getting the stuff off of us. So, Chris, you want to describe or explain maybe what you felt so far? It's a brand new clearing. It just got up today a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I was only able to do get to the second layer, but what you said about it suffocating you is like right on the money on what I experienced. I mean, but for me, it felt like a really close jail cell, like what with the metal bars, just really close to my body. And it put my body through a lot of pain that I didn't even realize was there until it was being released. Let's see. The energy that came to take it away felt just like when you were doing the slime energy removal on the conference call. Like, it just felt really, really good. I don't know, like maybe even the circulatory clearing, just it just feels so good as soon as it begins. And it also seems, just from going from layer one to layer two, that as you go deeper into the layers, the release is a lot higher, because it gets there's more pressure there. It's like heavier. I felt when it was going through it, I actually felt the bars, because it felt like a jail cell to me, so I felt the bars being dismantled and disintegrating, and that was pretty cool, too. Where's that? Let's see here. I had to write all this stuff down because I was I couldn't believe everything that was happening. It was so cool. where is it? I guess I could just say I felt like freedom, you know. As soon as the upper body was finished, it felt like I took off like that really musty, slimy coat. I couldn't believe how much easier it felt to just move my body side to side. I felt such a big difference, such a big, big difference as soon as it was over. It felt... like I mentioned, it was similar to the slime clearing. It felt a little bit heavier, but it's only as far as density. The slime was more like an icky for me. It felt really icky, but this one was more like just heavy, like dense, like it clanked, you know, and it really constricted my movements. And it just goes to show what you say all the time whenever you talk about stuff like this, and you don't know how bad you are until you get it cleared, because, you know,
I felt like I was fine, and then I got this done, and I was like, oh, I wasn't fine at all. My body was in a lot of pain because of this energy, and I didn't feel it until I started getting it cut off. So I'll have a lot more to report once I do the whole thing, but as far as the web code is concerned, that's pretty much all I got. Now, the oxygen, oh, boy, it was so much fun. You know, that's the one thing I can say. It was a lot of fun. I was feeling a little down, and I just picked right back up. And I always love working with the oxygen because my body, or at least my lungs, always work a little harder because it just really wants to get it into my body, so it'll expand more. It's almost like I'm breathing really healthy candy. That's good for me. That's what it's like. Let's see. With the different colors, I felt calm and my lungs working more, like I said earlier, and it made me feel really good. So it was just like a calm, great, but without that emotional excitement. It was just really firm and a good feeling. I got some distinctions between the colors, if you want to hear them, that I decided to write down.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of funny. It's like feeling the different, I don't know if personalities is a good word, but here we go. The red one was just like how it is on the light ship. It was like really energetic. It was like, yeah, let's get it going. But all of these oxygens are still really calm. So it would be the calm equivalent of, yeah, let's get it going, you know? Green made me want to sway. Like, I immediately smiled as soon as I put it on, and I just felt it in my heart. Purple, well, I felt like in my head and in my brain, but it also felt like it put my head in my heart. And violet felt lighter than purple. So it felt from going from purple to, it felt like going from a male energy to a female energy. So that was really interesting. White was like happy-go-lucky, but it was without the emotion. And with its presence, I felt like I wanted to dance. It was really interesting, too. Black wasn't heavy, but it had like a pressure, like a really big pressure. I'd get the same feeling from the black-colored oxygen that I would get if I was around like a really big and friendly dog and not scared of it at all, if that makes sense. The clear one felt like it gave me the freedom and the space to do what I want or do what I wanted to do. And the gold was like majestic, and it was just like an all-around good feeling. It felt just like the gold energy from the light ship, and silver felt really silky smooth. I didn't get a chance to do pink, orange, and blue, though. Or brown, for that matter. But that's what I wrote down.
That's great.
So,
nice feel.
I recommend it.
Yeah. So you think most people would feel the difference on this? Say a newcomer to the light ship healings, or do you think they'd be too dense? What do you think?
I think it would definitely help if they did the layer one first, and then tried to, or not even try, but then did the different oxygens one at a time. Because with the release that you get from the web code, I think that you would be able to feel the difference. Will it be a lot? That I don't know, but I think that you will be able to make some sort of distinction for sure.
So, what do you think the difference is from your own experience? Since we did the slime one a couple of weeks ago, and that's been up on the website. What do you think the difference is on the slime versus the new one? It's like Ed wants
the
to know that.
Versus the web code?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Since they're both kind of similar, but they are a completely different type of healing.
Well, for me, like I was saying, the slime one felt really icky. Like it felt like a sticky sort of goo that just slowed me down and kind of like, I don't know, made me feel kind of bonkers, you know, like I was dizzy or something.
And now this one was more like a metal. It was heavy and it weighed me down and it forced my body to be like straight. And so when I would bend my elbow, it would cause pain. Like anytime I would bend something that needed to be bent, it would cause pain in that area. Now I wouldn't be able to see the distinction or feel the distinction. I can see it now that I've gotten it, the first layer removed. But it was like wearing one of those suits of armor, you know, only without the joints that make you bend. So picture putting on a suit of armor where everything is straight, and then you gotta like bend your arm. Everything is straight, but you somehow force it to bend your arm. It's gonna cause a lot of pain in your body because of all the restriction and such. So, in my personal opinion, and what I felt, that's what I think the difference is. The slime is more of a sticky, numbing sort of thing. Maybe even does more to your nervous system or something like that. It's more like the inside. It deals with the tissues and the muscles and all the organic stuff. And the web coat is similar, but it's heavier and denser, and it's like putting on a really rickety, rusty suit of armor.
Oh, okay. That's great. I'm happy that you could explain that, because I know it's different, a lot different from my standpoint, because I had to deal with these energies probably for the last 4 nights, getting them off myself and off the Earth spirit. So it was pretty intense. But anyway, that's just part of what we do here. So anyway, that's why it's on the website now, and you can do that for free if you want for a month if you get on the conference call coming up. So, where are we here? Let's do a darkness to light clearing, because I think we've perked up a lot of these aliens here who want to get out of here. Maybe especially the ones that are in these armored energies around us.
Here we go.
Do this here, so we'll do the darkness to light. This is a free clearing on the website, so you can do that too if you wish. And it helps to clean you out of this stuff. And if you have somebody who's giving you a hard time, just get up your computer and put their name in there, and maybe they'll be a nice person afterwards. So here we go, darkness to light. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so on this new clearing, we have a drop-down box, which will give you 20 clearings. And for the people that really want to find out how they feel, we have the energies which are above their waist, which you can clear first, or just do above the waist and then do below the waist. Two separate clearings, so you can actually see where the stuff is attached to you. And there's 20 of them. So you may say, gee, do I got to do 20 of these? Well, just do as many as you feel that you need. You know, you only have maybe 8 layers instead of 20. But, you know, as you get them removed, like, you're not going to know, like Chris said, you don't know how bad off you are till you get a clearing. And so when you first see it, you might, you know, be overwhelmed when you hit that drop-down box and you see 1 through 20 going down to your computer screen, and you go, uh-oh, you know, they really got me this time, you know, but you may not need all 20. But, you know, just keep doing it until you have more awareness, because it will give you more awareness of where you need to go to, how many more you have to do. And then, and the clearing, if you pay for it, and you don't get on the call, it's $100 for a month, okay? If you get on the call is coming up, the intensives is $200 a month. We have 28 hours of healing, and you get this healing for free for 1 month usage. So it's very, very beneficial. Now, after you do that, then you can do spirit infusion. And then we have a section on there for oxygen, and there's many colors of oxygen. And, you know, which one do you want to do? You might just want to do them in order to see which one helps you out. And then the fun part is you may want to take, you know, a couple of those together, or maybe even 3 of them, and play around with it and you may feel a benefit by having a couple mixed together. Did you do that yourself, Chris? Did you play with two of the colors at all?
I mixed a couple of them because, like, I really liked the red energy because it was so get up and go. So I did, what did I do? I did red, pink, and blue, I think. I think I did red, pink, and blue. And it's just cool because as soon as it blends, it's like the difference between playing one musical note on a piano and then like playing a chord. Like it comes in and, you know, the entirety of the energy is there, but it's like blended with something else. So it's really cool. It made me just want to lay down and just let it happen and just breathe. It's the most fun I've ever had laying down and breathing, I must say.
That's great. So it's to the new listeners, a lot of times people work with their mind, you know, and they try to analyze what's happening to your mind. And this is actually your body loving it versus the mind going, well, I don't know, you know. Is that correct, Chris? Your body,
yeah.
It's energy.
Well, I mean, you know, I was completely plugged into my body. And like I was saying earlier, my body loves it. I mean, my lungs start to expand more every time I breathe in this oxygen. So it's almost like my whole body is like taking it in and bringing it out and taking it in and bringing it out. And it's interesting because it just kicks in, you know. It's not like I say in my head, okay, body, you know, it's time for a nice meal. Let's breathe a little harder. No. As soon as that energy from the light ship connects to my spirit, boom, my body starts breathing it in like, okay, here we go again, you know. And I even wanted to say I'm interested in what clearings that have to do with the body are going to be like after the web coat removal and oxygen, like mind of the body and pain, the pain body clearings. Like, as soon as the show's over, I think I'm going to do the mind of the body just to see what it's like afterward.
Sure, that's great. So if any of you out there are listening and you have already paid for the session coming up this month, and you want to get a head start on this clearing, so we'll be giving the codes out, you know, on Saturday for the people doing the 28-hour healing intensive this month. But if you want to do it earlier and get a head start, send me an email and just put, the new clearing, the web clearing, and that you have paid for, you know, it already in your information there, and I'll send you the codes back to you on the email so you can get a couple of extra days on it here. Because it's very, very nice to get the stuff off of you. You can't really, with the slime body, you feel it. You know the stuff is on you. You know, it's like being slimed, you know. It's like having, in a sense, the slime, the only way I could really describe it is like if you went to the ocean and you got all that salt water on you, and then the water naturally, you know, evaporates. You don't use a towel. And you feel the stuff on your skin, you know, the salt on your skin, and your skin kind of gets pulled. And so that's kind of how the slime comes on. You don't really necessarily feel it. That it's around you because it just doesn't feel right. So let's bring in an energy here. Let's see here. Somebody asked for an energy. We'll bring one of them. We'll bring in the energy of Princess Diana. So we're going to bring in the energy of her that was in Jesus 2,000 years ago. So here it comes. So I'll count to 10 and then bring it in stronger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we've probably got about 5 minutes left here, so I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. And let's see, we had quite a few questions on the fast chat. So I think one at the beginning of the hour was Ed asking about, I don't know if you have any comments on some kind of big earth clearing that is Earth Healing Day people are talking about this coming Sunday.
Yeah, the only comment is that I can tell you is not to do it. Hopefully, Lightship will be able to ward off these energies of these ignorant people bringing in stuff here, bringing in more alien energies here. And, you know, if it is a success for the aliens, then the Earth Spirit will be losing ground, okay? It lost ground on one of the clearings, in fact, quite a bit of it, when they did the firing of the grid. You might remember that. We talked about that in one of the shows here. And that was just awful. So what I can tell you is watch the clouds. I think that's on the 15th, if I'm not mistaken. So watch the clouds in your sky, and you're going to know how much the Lightship is helping us and the Earth Spirit by looking at the clouds. If you see a lot of flat-bottom clouds, then that's bad. If you see the puffy clouds with animal clouds, that's good. So you're going to be able to see it yourself as a barometer by what's happening here. So remember, the flat-bottom clouds are the alien ships coming in, and you may start to see them. The weirdest one, you know, is the one with the square box in the bottom of it. You know, it's very strange to see that. They show up once in a while. Not too much anymore, but I did see those for probably about 3 weeks or so. That was when I was back in New York last time. I don't know what's out now, but they are kind of getting taken out of here as the religions go, but very interesting. So coming up this coming Friday after the BBS program at 7 o'clock Pacific is when it starts. It ends at 8 o'clock. On station 2, we'll be doing our question and answer session on a conference line. I'll give you the phone number right now if you want to jot it down in case you don't hear it on the BBS program. So it's 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009. Hit the pound sign and, it'll start basically about 8 o'clock. I might need a few more minutes after that to get balanced out and stuff to do the call. But basically, it'll start at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And, you know, it's designed for newcomers who have questions. And other people come on and ask questions, too. So each show is kind of beneficial. We start going into other realms, other territories, other types of healings. And it's mainly designed and geared to help the newcomers who need to have their questions answered. And sometimes people are new, they don't say anything, but they do get information. So it's up to you to come forward, and it's just wonderful. So I enjoy doing those calls. So it'll be this coming Friday, and then we have the 8-hour intensive. And just check out the website. It's already on there if you wish to come on that. It's $200 for yourself. $100 for somebody living with you, or maybe a boyfriend or girlfriend, if that's the case, they're half price. And then children, if you have children under 18, are free, living at home. And your animals and pets are free, too. And we might even sometime, if we get a request on it, maybe do some plant healing. Take away the aliens out of some of the plants that we may have or out of your garden. Remember, everything here is infected. So and abused and used, and there's other words I could say, but one of them is tattooed. You've heard that one, I'm sure. And anyway, let's see everybody maybe on a Q&A call and also this weekend. So, and you can go down the calls absentee, too. You don't have to come on it continuously. You can come on it for an hour or two if that's all you can do. Maybe you have to go to work or something, but absentee works the same. So, Hope to see you Friday night, at least on the Q&A, 646-519-5800, pin number 9009, after station 2 BBS. So we'll be signing off here. So thank you, Chris, for explaining that healing. Very wonderful. And like I said, if you're going to be on the calls and you already paid for it, you know, give me an email, and I'll send you the code so you can get on a little bit earlier here. It's phenomenal with that oxygen. Boy, it is very, very nice. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sylvia. And see you later, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Blessings, and I'll energize the light beam. 1 hour.